Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Wednesday. Hump Day! And it's time for the 8 o'clock Celebrity Trash, which is brought to you by the Odyssey app.
Odyssey.
What the heck is going on at Bryn's house?
Odyssey. Sorry, I had to pre-listen to something.
Oh.
He jumps up. Like, oh, God, I'm saying the Odyssey thing. Odyssey. Listen, the Odyssey app is free, and it's where you can catch all our podcasts, our whole, you can stream our show live. You can catch the all-new Johnny Mosley pod, which
That's
we
right.
put up yesterday. Or actually, I guess we put it up
because yeah, today.
Today's Wednesday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about the Zuckerberg hydrofoiling. There's some dispute. He may have actually had a motorized one.
I don't know. I think he bought a motorized one, and he's known for riding the e-foil. But I think in that clip we saw yesterday, he was actually pumping it.
So I didn't see him pumping it the way you'd expect him to.
I agree. And it's pretty damn flat.
We were on flats. Yeah, I actually was like, okay, I'm going to just, I don't know. I'm not there. I don't know the whole story. But look, he's paying Kai Lenny the best possible teacher in the world.
Right.
So maybe he got real good, but I'm going to guess that was the motorized one. It didn't look like he was pumping it the way it's needed.
It seemed like he was actually just struggling to stay balanced on it, like it was getting away from him.
Yeah.
So yeah, we had a long conversation about that and about Kyle Lenny's been on the Johnny Pod
They're buddies, right?
Yeah, they did a Johnny Mosley's Wildest Dreams together.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's got on his YouTube show. And the guy's, you know, he's so cool. But Zuck is always blowing smoke up Kai Lenny's ass. Like he said, he's my favorite influencer on all social media platforms is Kai Lenny.
Oh,
okay.
Oh.
All right, Zuck. In love much. Anyway, yesterday's well, Johnny Mosley.
Kai Lenny's very handsome, right?
Oh, my God. He is very handsome.
Yeah.
Yep. Anyway, that's what one of the topics on yesterday's Johnny Mosley pod, which you can find on the Odyssey. Demi Lovato's got a podcast. It's called 4D, and episode 3 is up today. Drew Barrymore is her guest, sharing struggles and learnings from her own childhood in the spotlight. Drew and Demi find humor and connection in the many parallels between their lives, and this episode contains content surrounding addiction, which may be triggering for some. So if you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, you can visit samhsa.gov for free information and support. Demi's trying to do a little good with that podcast. And you can find that also on Odyssey.
The Odyssey app.
All right. Yesterday, a texter, I think, said that John Mayer was talking about this forthcoming album of his.
Yeah.
And so we looked up the details. It's going to be called Sob Rock.
Sob, rock?
Like I'm sobbing. Sob Rock.
Oh.
Sounds like your right. surfer voice when you say sup bra.
Sob bra?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
Sob bra.
Sup bra.
Sup bra. Oh, sop bra.
Sup bra.
Sup bra.
Sup
bra. Sup bra.
Sup bra.
Sup bra.
All right.
Maybe that is it. Maybe it's like, what, did you just say Sob Rock? No, I said Sup Ra.
I feel like he would pull some joke like that.
Right. But that'd be a great name for an album. It's called Sob Rock. This is his 8th studio album, and it comes out this summer, July 16th. He shared some of the artwork. It's all like 80s inspired artwork. He put it up on social media. And so I've got a couple of details here. This is his first album in 4 years, which doesn't mean that he hasn't been busy. Even the song we're listening to right now, it was a standalone single that he released in 2018. I love this tune. He also and I don't know if that means he's going to collect these and put these on the album, but he also did that. I guess I Just Feel Like and Carry Me Away. Those are all standalone singles, so I don't know if they're included on this or not. But he did release Sob Rock, July 16th. It's very I'm looking at the album cover and it screams the 80s, like it's sort of light filtered in through a side panel through a louvered shade, and even just the way the lettering is, it's adorable. It's like all aquas and pinks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just lovely.
The 80s were bright.
They were. Here they go. It looks like where's Oates? You know. And it looks like maybe a toilet in the room also. I don't know what that is on the side there.
Or he couch.
It's art.
Could be a couch. But it looks like he's in a cubicle, though. For that, right? Where he's leaning up against?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like the start of a cubicle or something.
It does, yeah.
And then they're like the blinds.
A window. You can see the window there. There's like little blinds there.
It's a window in a bathroom.
The shadow.
Yeah. John Mayer's got a new album coming out. It's on the 16th. And it looks, you know what? I love the guy. It does look like a toilet, though, Clark. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Yeah. I'm feeling like he plays guitar on the toilet, is what he's trying to tell us. Sob Rock.
Sob Rock.
We cry in the bathroom. We go to the bathroom to cry. Sob Rock. Anyway, if you love John Mayer, he loves you too, and he's got some new music for you. DaBaby. DaBaby's in the news today. There was a shooting.
I like this DaBaby, so I'm going to be real sad if this is like one of those terrible stories. Is this bad?
No, it could be worse. It could be worse. Play me a little DaBaby. Like what?
His rap in that song by Dua Lipa is great.
Yeah, let me find that one. Here's that song that Vince's talking about. Here we go. I'm one of the greatest, ain't no debating on it. I'm still levitated, I'm heavily medicated. Ironic, I gave him love and they end up hating on me. She told me she loved me and she been waiting. Been fighting hard for your love and I'm running thin on my patience. Needing someone to hug, even took it back to the basics. What you got me out here doing? Might have threw me off, but can't nobody stop the movement. Let's go. Left foot, right foot, levitate. Come on, pop stars, do a leap with the baby. I had to lace my shoes for all the blessings I was chasing. If I ever slip, I fall into a better situation. So catch up, go put some cheese.
It's great. That's great.
It is great.
So he was involved in a shooting Monday night.
Oh.
In South Beach in Miami.
He was at the drive-by that I think two people died and a bunch of other people end up injured?
There's a murder. I'm not seeing anybody dead. I'm seeing a paralyzed guy and a guy who got shot in the leg.
Oh, maybe these are two different things then.
This was, well, I hadn't even heard about a drive-by with two dead. So it's possible we're talking about the same story. This was Monday night. In Miami, he was initially detained, and then they just let him go. There's a guy named Wisdom, another rapper named Wisdom. He is being held on suspicion of attempted murder with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault with a firearm. He reportedly shot the guy in the leg. Another guy, whose name is Christopher Urena, is also facing an attempted murder charge. He shot a guy in the back, and that guy is in critical condition and possibly paralyzed.
Mm.
Wisdom is part of DaBaby's entourage. So whatever was happening, DaBaby could have just as easily been mixed up in this thing. It sounds like this guy, he rolls with Wisdom.
Right.
It is not clear. This Urena guy, they're not saying whether or not he's part of the entourage. A source says DaBaby and his crew were riding around in 6 SUVs.
That's cool.
That's a lot of people.
Well,
I don't know if they were all stuffed. Maybe each of them was just driving their own. They're rolling around in 6 SUVs. They had an issue with a car next to them. Either a car pulled up on them and started something, or their doors hit each other and they got in some kind of fight. But this was a road incident.
Hmm.
Just some crap that went down as these guys are thinking they're a presidential entourage and they're, rolling down the streets of Miami like, hey, look at us. okay, I'll look. Oh, oh goodness, what's happening there? But two people were shot. I don't see anybody dead in this particular story, so it's possible it's just a totally different incident.
I think they're two mm-hmm. different, completely different stories.
All right, so this was Monday night in the South Beach section of Miami. Every time I see a Florida story now, I'm going to be there a week from tomorrow.
Oh.
Flying into Miami.
That's where the party is, apparently, though.
Yeah. You know? Well, I'm heading right out of there to where the old folks live. Over on Marco. Driving straight across the state. Going to the other side. I'm coming,
Miami,
Mom.
Or?
Don't worry. Well, I'll land in Miami. I'll rent a car and I'll drive out.
Oh.
John's going on his fishing trip, so I'm going to drive myself.
Oh.
I'll be so lonely.
John's going on his fishing trip.
Yeah, so all the guys are meeting in Miami, and then they're all loading into their cars and heading down to the Keys, and I'm going to go over and hang with my mom, my sister, and my sister-in-law. It'll be fun. It'll be a good time.
You sure about that?
Yeah, I am. We have a good time. Are you kidding me? We'll be drinking the whole time. If things go bad, I'll put some sob rock on, and I'll go cry in the bathroom. Don't worry about me. I got this.
Does John have service out there where he's fishing?
It's because he's in a bathroom and the record's called Sob Rock.
Oh, right. He's in a bathroom.
You know, I've cried in bathrooms.
Tied that all together.
Yeah. Sure.
What were you crying about?
I don't know. I cry almost every day, Ben. I mean, there's always something.
Oh, God.
Crying feels good. You got to let it out.
You don't cry every day.
Well, sure I do. That's something on TV and I leak a little or, you know, sometimes you got to have a good cry. Makes you feel better afterward. You know, you think about someone, something happened to
you. It's like a huge release, you know?
It is. It's
so you cry every day too, Coco?
No,
is that what
not
you're saying?
Every day. Like once a month, maybe.
Mm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What are you crying about?
Once a week.
What?
What are you crying about?
You know, life. It's complicated.
Yeah. It is complicated. Yeah. You're right.
Life is got deep there.
All right.
Life is just complicated.
Deep. Well, I would never try to hold it back and not cry.
You know? Oh, that just causes headaches. You just gotta let it out.
Well, you
just
do have to try to hold it back if you have daughters, right, Vin? Come on.
Tough. Oh, you know, that's true. Daughters need to see you be tough.
I really don't want to even talk about crying.
Do you cry when you see somebody else crying? Like you have nothing to do with the situation.
No,
but
I
then
do.
Somebody's just crying to you and you just can't hold it.
If it's a shared reason for your sadness and you see somebody else crying, it'll trigger me.
Yeah.
Like over a death or something.
Sure.
And I can't hold it back if I see somebody else cry. Because
if you see Sarah cry, would you cry?
It depends for what. If she's crying because she didn't bring
in
her outdoor cushions, then I'm like,
oh my God, they're going to be so moldy. They're moldy and they're wet. I can't sit on them now.
But if we got fired today, and she's crying, I might shed a tear, right?
What do you got to bring that up for?
Because it's something, we share in common is what was my point, I guess.
Well, because if I'm fired, you're fired, right? Right. I mean, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Are we all fired?
Okay, let's stop saying that.
How does he not cry? Oh, fire us, please. All we did was leave the cushions outside.
I didn't mean to bring that up. I was trying to think about She's something cried. That we all agree
true.
On
I,
as far
I
as
I
being sad,
over
you know?
That. Sure. Yeah. Look, we all love each other. We just have to cry together. Anyway, next up, there's a TikTok trend. At least this one you don't get lit on fire with. This is one I can get behind, and I might actually have to try this. Mustard on watermelon. Watermelon mustard high. Watermelon mustard high. Is it good or is it bad? My guess is...
I'm not putting mustard on my watermelon, if you know what I mean. No.
Oh. Oh, you're talking about different.
Like
let's talk about let's talk about actual.
Sugar.
Let's just talk about actual watermelon. So years ago, Jamie came over to my house. Our old traffic reporter. She came over to my house for a 4th of July party, and she brought a watermelon salad. And in this watermelon salad, she had put balsamic vinaigrette or whatever, you know, some kind of the dark brown balsamic and slivered onions. And feta cheese, and I think olives, like Kalamata olives. And I went, what the F did you do to this watermelon? And then I tasted it, and I was like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten. And I make it all the time now.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And so that kind of bitter, and I'm picturing a chunk of watermelon with the yellow mustard on it, the tang and the sweet. I'll bet you it's delicious. But the thing that's hilarious over there on TikTok is, oh, people are trying this, and then they make the face, and then they go in for another piece. So Lizzo tried it.
Mm-hmm.
We love Lizzo. So we're gonna watch her try this on TikTok. You can hear her reaction.
You all, I'm gonna play parts of the
Yeah, yeah. Oh, the old boy. She is loading that sucker up. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know.
So she gets up. She grabs it. Let me just mute this part, and I'll play her reaction to it.
Okay.
As you watch her.
So she's here. She is. The chunks of watermelon.
I don't understand. Hold on.
She's got her mustard. She's mustarding up a chunk of watermelon.
Mustard. I
that's
like the
kind.
Spicy mustard myself, but okay.
You know, the thing about TikTok is...
Oh, and she takes a bite. Let's see her reaction.
You can't fast forward or rewind. I'm sure Coco knows that.
Right.
It's really annoying.
Yeah, that is annoying. So to watch it over
It's actually... Yeah, so I have to, when I show you guys TikToks, I typically have to like record the video.
She's doing another bite, so she clearly
she loves it.
So in the end, she loves it.
She's not sure.
Right.
That's her reaction.
I don't understand. Hold on.
And a third bite with the mustard. She's in.
I like Dijon mustard. I wonder how that would taste.
I like Dijon on certain things, but I actually just like yellow mustard. I want a little
mustard.
I don't. Yeah.
I would always pick a yellow mustard over just the plain. Is it Heinz? Who makes it?
I think anybody. You
know, I think it's Heinz.
The yellow squeezy
gold,
mustard?
Yeah, yellow.
Yeah.
Bright yellow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'll go Dijon if that's all you got. It's fine. But I'm picking yellow because I want it on my hot dog. That, a row of that, a row of ketchup.
And mayonnaise?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't need any mayo on there. You like mayo on your
head? Yeah.
What about ranch? Put some ranch on your
head?
No.
No.
Anyway, Lizzo has tried TikTok's yellow mustard on watermelon trend, and she likes it enough that she puts more
She's
mustard
going,
on each
right.
bite. She's going. So even though she doesn't seem sure, it's true. She definitely seems like she's all, I don't know. But, you know, maybe I'll try that today.
Oh.
Do a little watermelon. If I you know.
Put it on TikTok.
I don't have it. I mean, I
Yeah, you do.
Actually, I do have a TikTok. I've never posted anything on it.
I know. Try it.
Nah. Maybe. Okay. Everybody, follow me on TikTok, I guess. I don't know what my handle is, though. Taylor Swift. She's going to be an actress. She's been in some stuff. She was in Cats. And she was in that... Happy Valentine's Day or Valentine's Day from a few years back. David O. Russell has got her cast in a movie that doesn't yet have a name. He's a pretty well-known director. The last time he was in the director's seat was Joy, starring Jennifer Lawrence. I don't think I saw that, but I remember seeing like trailers for it and stuff. Joy. So he is, David O. Russell has, I think he's written this too. Margot Robbie's in this, Christian Bale. Yeah, there's Mike Myers, Anya Taylor-Joy, Zoe Saldana, Rami Malek, Robert De Niro.
Whoa.
Timothy Oliphant. I mean, this is a very
star-studded
project.
You said that the director did Joy?
Mm-hmm.
He also did American Hustle and Silver Linings Playbook as
well.
Oh,
those are great movies.
Yeah, so
my
it should be better than Cats.
It should be.
Oh, I don't know.
And I have no idea. Well, Cats was pretty great.
Was it?
No. I don't know any other details on this. Like, I don't have a release date or even a working title. But I do know Taylor Swift's in it. I don't know how big her part is, but...
Right.
The info has gotten out. This is her first on-screen role since 2019's Cats. A lot of people skipped 2020 working and doing things, so it's not super surprising. And I don't know if this means that she wants to be
It's so
actress,
trippy, speaking of that, to look right now at how many concerts are being announced. It's like a frenzy as everyone's trying to book dates and get the hell out of their house.
Speaking of that, Foo Fighters have announced their 26th anniversary tour. They had big plans for a 25th anniversary tour, and that didn't happen. So
the 26th is just as good?
Sure. Why the hell not, right? They're ready to hit the road. They've been teasing all holiday weekend, and they're saying it's really only a handful of tour dates. They start in July. It's just a few weeks worth in the middle of the country. So we're just hoping that they'll expand this. It'll go well, and they'll expand it, and we'll get some West Coast dates. But the closest thing to us is, I guess, Albuquerque. And that's it. Yeah, I know. There's nothing near us. yet. But there's only, looks like, six dates announced. So hopefully they'll they'll extend that tour, the 26th anniversary tour for the Foos. All right, Vinny, I am completely out of time. What's coming up?
Deja Vu makes the news. Also, crushing on coworkers makes the news.
Oh.
Dinosaurs are in the news and more after these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.